Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. I'm here today with Roger Grimes, data-driven defense evangelist for KnowBefore, the world's first and largest new school security awareness training and simulated phishing platform that helps you manage the ongoing problem of social engineering. To learn more about KnowBefore, visit knowbefore.com. Roger, welcome. Great to have you with us today.
Always glad to be here. Thanks.
So the CEO and founder of KnowBefore, Stu, wrote an article in Forbes that's trending, and it crossed my desk. You know, people are talking about it. We want to ask you about it. Stu shared the top 10 attack methods used by cyber criminals. So I want to, you know, run down those 10, ask you to explain what they are and how to protect ourselves.
Okay.
So running down the list, number one, bait and hook. What is it and how do we avoid it?
Yeah, you know, that's essentially social engineering and phishing, where someone's conning somebody by pretending to be somebody you might otherwise trust to get you to either reveal some confidential information like a login password or to run a Trojan horse program or something like that. And it accounts for, in computer security, it's been in the number one, number two most common reason for a security exploit for the existence of computers for three, four decades. And it accounts for 70 to 90% of all successful data breaches involve social engineering. So it's a pretty big root cause.
So number two, disguise and conquer. What is it and how do we protect ourselves?
So that's where they pretend to be this, you know, person that you would trust, like your boss, right? Or a brand like Microsoft or Gmail. You know, in order to kind of get you to drop your defenses, if they contacted you anonymously, you would never do what these people are saying, but they're coming across to you like a trusted person. It tricks you into going to their look-alike, sound-alike website, and then they're able to more easily get you to do something you wouldn't otherwise do.
Number three, hidden and malicious payloads.
Yeah, that is where, you know, a lot of them are called, known as drive-by downloads, where you visit a web page or open a graphical email. And depending on what your how your system's configured and really what you do, they could silently infect your system. Or like sometimes simply opening an email, if it's configured correctly, could transmit your password hash to an attacker across the network. And then they could break it back into the plain text password. So the idea there is, again, somehow using some type of a hacker method to infect you or get sensitive information that you don't realize that's being leaked. And all you did was look at a website or open an email, but it's, you know, got some malicious stuff in it, a malicious JavaScript that does something you didn't intend.
Number four, information harvesting. What is it and how do we protect ourselves?
So that's, again, where they're trying to do some malicious method to get something out of you. And a lot of times to be used to compromise you later on. Like a good example would be you get some type of phishing email that pretends to be from your cable company or phone company. And maybe they trick you out of your just your login name. Or they trick you out of what your bank is, right? Like, so you could belong to any bank, but they send you a phishing email and they figure out, oh, this person uses Bank of America. And the next thing you know, you get this phone call because somehow they've also harvested your phone number. And they're like, hi, Roger Grimes, we're from Bank of America. Did you buy two plane tickets from Texas to Nigeria? You didn't? We didn't think you did, Mr. Grimes, but here at Bank of America, we believe in protecting our customers. And so we're just going to send you a validation code. And we need you to repeat that validation code back to us so we can prove you are who you say you are. And unbeknownst to you, they put your Bank of America account in account recovery. Bank of America is sending you a recovery code to your cell phone. You say the code, and that's when they take over your account.
Coincidentally, right after you, we're going to be interviewing the CISO at the Bank of America. So... You just armed me with another question.
I'm in another bank.
Okay. Yeah. Number five, malvertising. What is it?
So, you know, that's where they advertise on, usually it's on a website with a banner ad. You know, and banner ads are all over all kinds of websites, but a lot of times those banner ads can end up having malware in them or get taken over by hackers or malware. And so you're at some legitimate website that you go to routinely and you trust, but for that instance, when you're on it that day, you end up having this malicious experience. And maybe you're more likely, like they're like, hey, you need to upgrade your Adobe Acrobat to look to view this website. And you're on a website that you've used for 10 years. So you're more likely to follow that recommended action. And it's really completely malicious.
So number six, webcam hijacking. What is it and how do we protect ourselves?
Yeah, you know, that's funny. Years ago, people used to tell me, is it true that they can hijack your web camera and then video you? Yes, absolutely. And you need to cover up that camera and really somehow try to disable your microphone. You know, it's not only a lot of times it's these wackos and creepy people trying to record young girls and then, you know, blackmail them for photos, but from corporate espionage and nation states, you know, if I can turn on your microphone and your laptop and record your conversation, you know, it's, you can get a lot of information from a microphone and, you know, there's literally no indication on your laptop that your microphone is all of a sudden recording versus not recording. So it's webcams, it's microphones, it's, you know, if you can use it, if you don't protect it, it can also be used by an attacker.
Number seven, business email compromise or BEC.
Yeah, so that's where somebody is trying to get somebody in a business to pay a fake invoice, to change the bank that gets paid for accounts payable, new wiring instructions. The low end is, hey, I need you to send me 10 gift cards for $100. You know, that's like the low end. But the high end is very sophisticated companies like Google and other companies have lost $100 million by paying invoices to these BEC scammers. Like these scammers will sometimes create the same name company, but in a different country. And so it looks like, it, you know, they can send articles of incorporation, they can send letterhead, the URL will look the same, except for maybe have a different country code at the end. And it's, you know, these attacks can range from just gift card scams to very sophisticated scams. People oftentimes lose millions of dollars.
So number eight, cryptocurrencies, and Stu then, you know, dives in and talks a little bit about Bitcoin. What's happening there?
Yeah, you know, so it's, you know, being able to have some online payment and probably around with that, the biggest change with cryptocurrencies, when Bitcoin came out, it allowed the attackers to make sure they got paid without being captured. That was when people go, hey, but where did ransomware come from? Ransomware has been around since 1989. In some form or another, but it wasn't until Bitcoin came along that allowed these bad people to get paid with almost no chance of being caught that made it explode.
Number nine, BYOD, bring your own device. What is Stu referring to? What's the threat? How do we protect ourselves?
So that's all of us, you know, bringing devices that we bought. You know, we bought an iPhone or an Android, or we got our own laptop. And you know, you've got your iPhone or your Android, and you're picking up email and maybe looking even at spreadsheets and things like that. The idea is these BYODs are a lot harder for corporate IT management to manage. So it doesn't, if you have a BYOD device, maybe you're not patching it right. Maybe you don't have antivirus in it. So it's outside of the sphere of corporate management, and that increases risk that you could be compromised while still accessing corporate resources.
And finally, number 10, Internet of Things, IoT devices. What should we be worried about?
Yeah, these are like your web cameras, your DVRs. They are, every mistake that's been made in the computer security world on computers and then on mobile devices is now again being made in IoT. They're everywhere. They're cheap. They're able to look at us, record us, that sort of stuff. And they've got lots of security vulnerabilities, lots of built-in passwords you can't change. Every mistake we've ever made in computer security is being made with IoT devices. The problem is there's literally going to be millions of them in our lives. And we're like right now, when you go look at what is the top most exploited malware program, it's typically an IoT malware program. Like, it's kind of weird to see your DVR could be infected and attacking other people, you know, because you don't normally think that your TV DVR could be attacking other people. Today, it's one of the most common ways that somebody is attacked is from somebody else's DVR or web camera.
All right, Roger. Well, thank you for the rundown. Great to have you here, and we'll be back with you soon.
It's always great seeing you. Thanks a lot.
All right, Roger. I'm Steve Morgan, founder of Cybersecurity Ventures and editor-in-chief at Cybercrime Magazine. Joining us today was Roger Grimes, data-driven defense evangelist for KnowBefore, the world's first and largest new school security awareness training and simulated phishing platform that helps you manage the ongoing problem of social engineering. To learn more about KnowBefore, visit knowbefore.com. You can keep up with all of our media at cybercrimemagazine.com.